after he had subdued them, he made a law that every man might be of what religion he pleased, and might endeavor to draw others to it by the force of argument, and by amicable and modest ways, but without bitterness against those of other opinions. But that he ought to use no other force but that of persuasion, and was neither to mix with it reproaches nor violence. And such as did otherwise were to be condemned to banishment or slavery. This law was made by Eutropius, not only for preserving the public peace, which he saw suffered much by daily contentions and irreconcilable heats, but because he thought the interest of religion itself required it. He judged it not fit to determine anything rationally, and seemed to doubt whether those different forms of religion might not all come from God, who might inspire man in a different manner and be pleased with this variety. He therefore thought it indecent and foolish for any man to threaten and terrify another, to make him believe what did not appear to him to be true.
Syringe.